The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's a little cleaner recording other than hearing the background noise. So the thing I want to talk about a little bit today is, at the beginning of the year, there's sometimes this pressure. We used to hear new year, new you, and now I'm hearing new year or reset or something like this. But it doesn't matter, whatever way that we name it, there can be this idea of, well, maybe I need to get serious about some of these goals in my life or whatever it might be. And there are a number of ways in which we might orient our lives or orient our practice or meditation practice, our loving kindness practice. And certainly one way is towards attaining goals. For example, maybe doing loving kindness practice so many days in a row, we could set that as a goal. Or maybe there's this idea that we should perform better, quote unquote, right? There's this idea maybe for loving kindness, maybe to feel warm heartedness in more and more settings in our lives. Or maybe there's this idea that we're going to want more, whatever it is. We want more, right? Certainly society encourages this. Maybe we should not only feel warm hearted towards others, but we should feel warmer hearted, right? That whatever we used to do before isn't good enough. So maybe that's another one, is to compare ourselves either to how we used to be or to compare ourselves to others. So there's all these ways in which we might orient, or maybe we could use the language evaluate or use as a frame of reference. But I'd like to suggest an alternative, something different than these usual ones that we hear about. And in this way, that can really touch us and support us in a meaningful way. And it's available to everybody. And that is, what if we orient ourselves or use as a frame of reference the level of sincerity we are bringing to our practice and to our life? So what do I mean by sincerity? You might say that it's this, has a certain amount of authenticity. And with that, being aware of what's really going on with ourselves, with the social dynamics in the room or whatever the situation is, as best we can, right? Very often we just don't know. But can we be authentic, that is to show up and to pay attention, as opposed to purposefully ignore, or as opposed to trying to avoid, but instead to not only be aware of what's happening, but also to bring all aspects of ourselves, not just the persona maybe that we adopt in certain situations. And to be sure, I show up here in my role as a Dharma teacher differently than I show up when I go to visit my mom, right? I don't talk to her the same way that I talk to you guys, right? Or my friends, right? So I'm not saying that we have to be a way that's inappropriate, but authenticity is maybe to bring all of ourselves to whatever it is we're doing. This isn't always easy. And maybe it's not even clear how to do that. And maybe it requires some vulnerability, so we have some hesitation to do that. But is there a way that we can, as best we can, again, as best we can, have this as a way to orient our lives? Okay, what would it mean for me to show up in an authentic way, some sincerity? And I have encountered that some people have said, well, in order to be true to myself, I need to tell you everything that's wrong with you. You know, that there's kind of like this, I need to tell you everything that's wrong with this. This is my truth. And so, of course, I'm not saying that either. But This sincerity is a way of, for us to just show up as best we can with the fullness of who we are, with the, and with this appropriateness, and without a pretense, without pretending it's otherwise, or that we want something different. And when we're trying to, looks like we're doing one thing and trying to get something else, or, and in some ways, sincerity requires that we know what our motivations are. Why are we doing what we're doing? So it requires a little bit of, you know, knowing oneself and maybe even some introspection. And I would say it's about being aligned with our values. Like, what is important? If we have goals, maybe to recognize that our values are different than goals, but maybe sincerity is to maybe see how they line up, how goals and our values, how they are congruent and similar. So this, just this way, I like this idea of sincerity or integrity or completeness or authentic or something like this as a way to orient our lives, as opposed to just getting more of this or better than I was before or something like this. It's so easy to fall into those traps. Of course it is, because, you know, society really wants to promote that. But what would it mean to just be authentic, to be sincere without pretense? Okay, so with that as an introduction, let's do some practice. And part of the way that loving kindness practice really supports this sincerity is allows us to accept those parts of ourselves that maybe we aren't inviting to the table. It also allows us to, gives us some, a way in which we feel like we have a little more stability or a little more ruggedness, or I'm not sure what the word is I'm looking for, but robustness maybe, so that we can be sincere and authentic. So we'll begin with a little bit of mindfulness. So just checking in right now, just globally with the body, how it is, whatever posture it's in. Is there a way, in a relaxed, easy way, it might be more ease? Feeling the pressure of the chair, cushion, couch, bed against the body. When the body makes contact, feeling that pressure. It's not uncommon to hold tension in the upper part of the body, around the eyes, the jaw, the shoulders. Maybe by just mentioning them, there can be some softening. And it's okay if there isn't. And then just resting attention on the sensations of breathing. just hanging out with the breath. When the mind wanders, we don't have to make it a problem. Just very simply, gently begin again. Just a reminder that you can always come back to this practice, mindfulness of the body or mindfulness of breathing. And to begin loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, the most lovable being. This might be an imaginary kitten or puppy or baby. It might be a pet. It might be somebody in your life. It might be somebody that maybe at another time in your life really supported you and made a difference in your life. Or maybe it's somebody that you don't have a relationship with, but through their writings or through their teachings or their TED Talks, they've really touched you. Whomever it is, bring this lovable being to mind. Connecting with this lovable being. Some people imagine like a ray coming from their hearts, connecting to the heart to the other person. I just offer that as an idea, no requirement. And then it can be a support for maintaining this connection with a sense of warm-heartedness by saying these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to expand this loving kindness, this warm-heartedness, to include a good friend or a family member. Sometimes those relationships have a little bumpiness, but we care about them, we feel connected to them. So a good friend, somebody that you feel connected with and have, in general, a warm-hearted feeling. If you can't think of anybody right now, it can be an imaginary person or, imagine somebody, a relationship with somebody. Or maybe earlier in your life. The point here is to continue cultivating warm-heartedness. So whatever will support that, independent of which being you choose. Maybe a school friend. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Sure, the relationship may not be perfect, but can we connect to the warm-heartedness, the care, respect, goodwill, love we might have for this being? and then to expand the loving kindness to include ourselves. I think it's always a good idea every session to do some loving kindness for ourselves. Either bringing to mind a mental image or feeling into the felt sense of this moment, being here. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to extend our loving kindness to a neutral person or somebody we don't know, somebody that we don't have a relationship with, a stranger. It could be somebody on this Zoom call, maybe somebody you see occasionally in the neighborhood or at the grocery store. Bringing this person to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Bringing this neutral person to mind again. I might have to refresh more often with this individual. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Now we'll do a little bit of equanimity practice. For this practice, bring to mind somebody you care about. And sometimes there's a little bit of uncomfortableness in the relationship, a little bit of irritation or frustration or annoyance. To be sure, this is not the most difficult person. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's maybe a 2 or a 3. Keeping it mild. Bringing this person to mind. And say a different phrase. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. At the beginning this evening, I talked about sincerity, showing up with sincerity, authenticity, integrity. Practicing with equanimity and loving kindness is a great support for us to show up completely, openly, to whatever it is that life is bringing us. Yeah, so sometimes we might think that to have a show up with sincerity means we have to be like super gung-ho, or I don't know. Sometimes we think about somebody being sincere, we think about being too earnest or something like this, but I'm pointing to something that's like, you know, authentic in a way that's born from care for ourselves and for others, respect for ourselves and respect for others. So not trying to hide away or not trying to manipulate in some kind of way, but with some sincerity and authenticity. And loving kindness is such a support for that. Maybe it's not obvious at first, but when we feel like there's some warmth inside of us, then it's easier for us to open to whatever is there and to meet it without hostility, or to meet it without running away, or maybe even just to meet it. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you have an opportunity to talk about some of these ideas about what does it mean to show up with sincerity. And I'm, you know, I know there's one way we could think about sincerity, which maybe sincerity isn't the best word. Maybe there's even a better word. Maybe that's something you guys could talk about too, of what I'm trying to point to here. But a way in which, you know, all aspects of ourselves and without hiding, and but also with some warmth, and but also like it's aligned with our values, and this is what we want to do. Is there a way, and maybe one of our values is to meet our responsibilities. So it's not necessarily what we prefer to do, but it's what we need to be doing. Excuse me. So you'll sorry, I had to mute myself so I could cough. I just have something in my throat. I'm not sick. I feel like I always have to say this. Okay, so you'll be in groups of three or four. And those of you who have been here before know that I like to do what I'm now going to call this the soup making method, where everybody puts like a single ingredient into the soup. It goes to the next person. They add another ingredient. And third person adds another ingredient. And then it comes back around to the first person. And now you've seen what other people have put in and contributed. And now you can put something in. So what is an ingredient? Ingredient is a single idea, a single point. So I'm sure all of us have a number of things that we could say about this topic, but just offer one and then allow yourself to be influenced. Maybe you'll think of something you hadn't thought of before, which you're less likely to do if you had just said everything all at the beginning. And for the purposes of this today's discussion, why don't we go according to the last digit of your house number, your address. Okay, so you'll be there for 13 minutes, and here we go. Okay, so welcome back. Welcome back. Anybody have a comment or suggestion or how something they'd like to share? Maybe you didn't, well, I don't know, maybe you thought this idea of sincerity was not a great one, or maybe you thought, oh yeah, this is something, or I don't know. Anybody?
I don't think my group focused on sincerity. They focused on Mishigas. I don't know if you know what that is, but they changed the subject altogether.
Yeah, this can happen. I don't know what to say about this, right? That
you can't say. Yeah, it's unmentionable. Yeah.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Yeah,
Jerry.
Thank you, and thank you for the plenary and the small groups. I guess one of the things that came up was about, at least it didn't come up in the group, but I was in some ways it did indirectly, but I think the act of sincerity can help offset sort of the idea that one is parking difficult feelings in this effort to do loving kindness. So making it a sincere effort then prevents perhaps the near miss of sort of like, you know, being distant. So focusing on sincerity, I think, I just came to it after we had closed the small group, is a way of enriching it to avoid just avoiding difficult feelings within oneself.
Yeah. Some disconnection or aloofness. Yeah. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Michael.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Cool. So we focused on authenticity. It was sweet. And deep bows to our small group community.
Yeah. Okay. And was it fruitful? Was it interesting? Was it helpful? Was it fun? Was it?
It was awesome. It was sweet, heartwarming, and you know, as the Buddha said, Sangha is the whole Dharma. And yeah, it was rich.
Great. Thank you, Michael. Peggy.
How do I say this? It was really good for me. Our group did focus on authenticity, sincerity, and I've been struggling with something, you know, personal, and having a hard time getting out of the story and just being present with it. So the talk really helped, the idea of bringing all parts of ourselves to the table, but also just hearing others who have similar, I'll call them concerns in their life. It really helped me because I felt like really alone with it. So it just reminded me, no, we all go through things. And so I think it lightened it. We'll see in the days to come. So I appreciate it. My small group very much.
I'm happy to hear this. Yeah, sometimes just hearing that other people have difficulties kind of normalizes our experience. Yeah. Thank you, Peggy. Jerry, I see that you put a thumbs up. Is that like yes, or is that like I have a comment I'd like to make?
Okay, so. So I was just commenting that, yes, that's... I was in agreement. Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Sorry.
Yeah. And then, I just want to say, Kathleen, I got your chat that we sent right before that. Maybe you and I can chat just for a little bit at the end here. Would that be okay if you just hang on for a moment? Okay. So then, if everybody would like to unmute and we can say goodbye all at the same time. So bye-bye.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Anne.
All the best.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Never stayed to see everybody disappear before.
Yeah. It's kind of sweet. It's very sweet.